Welcome to the Heroine's Road. On Simchat Torah 2023, the Hamas terrorist organization launched a shocking attack into Israel. This road was established to honor the women from Ofakim who showed amazing bravery, strength of mind, and composure on that day and the fateful days that followed. Early Shabbat morning on October 7th, thousands of rockets were launched from the Gaza Strip over the southern and central regions of Israel. Under the cover of this attack, thousands of Hamas terrorists penetrated into the land of Israel, attacked bases and outposts of the Israeli army, and broke into the communities surrounding the Gaza Strip. They burned and ravaged homes, factories, agricultural facilities, and property. They physically and sexually abused and brutally murdered and kidnapped men, women, and children. The terrorists infiltrated into Ofakim, located 25 kilometers from the Gaza Strip. In the neighborhood of Geffen, they brutally attacked innocent civilians who had found protection in mobile concrete shelters. The terrorists entered private homes and held civilians as hostages for many hours. Thanks to the bravery and quick action of many residents of Ofakim, the murderous assault was brought to an end. Among the countless heroes were many brave and courageous women who took initiative to defend the residents and their community with fearless determination. Tali Haddad, resident of Ofakim, went out of her home along with her soldier son Itamar to rescue other residents. While her son was fighting off terrorists, she immediately began caring for the injured. Even when she realized that her own son was among the injured, she evacuated him to the medic center and returned to save 12 more injured Ofakim residents. Listen to Tali tell her story. My car was loaded with injured people. As I am driving at 120 kilometers per hour to get help, I look into the rearview mirror and I saw that Itamar is slowly losing consciousness. I shouted at him, "Itamar, wake up! You are a hero! Well done! We will get you help!" I arrived into the medic center, took him out of the car and shouted, "There is a severely injured soldier here!" I turned to Itamar and said, "You are going now with an ambulance. They will take you to a hospital. I am not coming with you. I'm going back to bring more injured." Operations police officer Moran Tedji, a resident of Ofakim, took command over the battles in Ofakim with unprecedented courage and ingenuity. Listen to Moran tell her story. That morning, I made the decision to go out and found myself commanding several arenas around the city. I was hit by shrapnel to my face. After the initial surprise of the attack, we were successful in standing our ground against the terrorists. Police officer Moran commanded positions at various combat sites in the city, leading fierce battles against the terrorists. Even when she was injured, she did not retreat, but instead continued fighting. With her brave leadership, she saved the lives of many people. Border police officer Amit Gur, resident of Ofakim, left her home to confront the terrorists. Listen to Amit tell her story. I identified a force of terrorists and began shooting at them. One terrorist fell to the ground, and a second one stood in front of me as we engaged in a face-to-face battle. At a certain moment, I was not able to shoot anymore. Looking down at my hands, I saw that both of them had been injured. Despite her injury, Officer Amit was able to rescue an injured soldier by applying pressure on his bleeding throat. These women and many more conducted themselves in an inspirational way, saving many lives while risking their own. These modern-day heroines remind us of our own biblical and historical heroines, like Devorah the prophet, the fearless Yael, Yudit the warrior, Sarah Aronson of the underground forces of Neeli, and Hannah Senesh, who parachuted into German-occupied Hungary, and many, many more. All these amazing Jewish women, past and present, keep the tradition of bravery and total devotion to the people of Israel. Inspired by them, the Jewish National Fund, in cooperation with the municipality of Ofakim, established the Heroines Road. Scanning the barcode on this audio station, you will be able to see the names of just some of these heroines and become familiar with their achievements. Listen to Tali again as she reflects on being called a hero. My reactions came out naturally. When the media calls me a hero, I don't necessarily agree with this statement. I am a civilian who reacted with a little more courage above the average. The nation of Israel is measured by its unity, its willingness to give, and its endless love, concern, and compassion. I wish with all my heart and soul that this will be the last war. We are the people of eternity. Ofakim Forest was planted by the JNF from 1978. The trees in the forest include Jerusalem pine, cypress, tamarack, and eucalyptus, and they are the foundation on which the park developed, a green, wide-open space spreading over 125 acres. Inside the park, standing above the Ofakim stream, is the Patish Fortress, built during the Ottoman Empire in 1894. Below the fortress is a cave from which the stones for building the fortress were taken. Ofakim Park offers a variety of sport and leisure activities, like bike riding, accessible walking trails, and playgrounds. You are invited to walk along the Heroines Road, tour the park, enjoy a picnic, run, or just spend time with the family. Take the time to both bask in the splendor of nature and in being inspired by the courage of the heroines of the city of Ofakim.